Your sacrifice, your readiness to sacrifice, your going the last mile, your utter fidelity to the missionary purpose of God's gospel, absolutely the same. When you meet one another, wherever it may be, in the halls of a Southern Baptist convention or in the glories of heaven, it would be a proper greeting if we do it right. Whether you're from a mission field abroad or from North Carolina, a proper greeting would be, "Hello, brother missionary," because we're doing what the Lord told us to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if these words I'm saying to you can be translated into actuality, there'll be some wonderful changes up and down the world. You know, I sat the other day with a friend from Australia, one of their Baptist leaders, and asked him about what they do and about the number of churches and about their missionary involvement. And when he told me, I did a quick calculation. And I thought, you know, if considering the number of the people who are members of Baptist churches and the number of missionaries they have on the mission field, if we had that same proportion, how many do you think we'd have? 5,000? 10,000? We'd have 31,500 right now. I'm saying to you, if the kind of thing I'm saying to you this morning is put into action, all other goals, all the objectives, all the concepts of what we ought to do in reaching out to tell this world about Jesus will be utterly changed in a great new sense of volume and a great new sense of power and a great new sense of dedication will possess us in the churches large and small throughout every state in our nation. There isn't one person in this building to whom I'm not speaking this morning. You are called of God to a missionary task, and some of you will find the response of that calling in Japan, in Africa, in South America, and some of you are going to find the response to it in Virginia, North Carolina, and Alaska, and California, and wherever God puts you. But the calling is there. Every calling to serve Jesus Christ is at its heart a missionary calling. Brother faculty members, calling to teach Greek or Hebrew or theology or homiletics or church history, at its heart is a missionary calling. Brother President, whether it be president of this seminary or executive secretary of the Foreign Mission Board, has a missionary calling at the very heart of it. I'm just talking to you and to me, all of us as God called servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then what shall we do about it? Speak, Lord. Thy servant is listening. We've heard what your purpose is for us, and we tremble in the light of it, but no distrust made him waver at the promise of God. But he waxed bold in his faith, giving glory to God, fully persuaded what God had promised to do, he's able to do. Lord, are you looking at me? My Lord, I don't have any special qualification, yet there's a feeling in my heart, God speaking to me, about being his messenger, perhaps around the world. Lord, is it for me? No distrust, you can waver. But Lord, how could I ever make all those adjustments? Leave loved ones and family. Just look, my father and mother getting old. Just look, my children here. Just look at this, that. Just look, just look, just look, just look, Lord. But no distrust made him waver about the promise of God. But he waxed bold in his faith, fully persuaded that what God had promised he's able to do. But Lord, 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 I could never learn those languages, Chinese, Japanese, Yoruba. Oh, Lord, I could never do it. I can't even get my Greek lessons properly. Lord, how in the world could I do it and get out there and I'd be tongue-tied and halting? Lord, Lord, Lord. But he said, "Lo, I'm with you all the way, even unto the end of the age." But Lord, how could I ever adjust to those different cultures? Why, there, that, why, Lord, I have to confess to you, when I sit down with somebody maybe of another race right here, I feel a little queer inside. How could I go out there and just wrap myself up in the culture of the peoples around the world? Wouldn't I be a hindrance and a liability? Fear not. Well, I'm with you. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. But Lord, 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 out there where there's so much instability, Lord, just look, 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 look. Why, hadn't Sam Cannata been in jail the last few days? Yes, let me tell you how it's ended. Sam Cannata, wonderful doctor, one eye, lost in missionary service out there in Ethiopia, going up and down the villages in an airplane, extending help, and in some instances, reaching out and touching those who had been wounded in their guerrilla fighting, and for some reason or another like that, not able to figure out a man who'd do things like that, found himself in jail. No charges against him, but in jail, being questioned. And the mission out there on Monday was having a 24-hour prayer meeting. And on Monday evening at 6 o'clock, their 24-hour prayer meeting was over. And at 6:01, they were praying. And at 6:01, in walked Sam Kanata. No distrust made him waver. Just ask those missionaries in Beirut, is the Lord Jesus there? Just ask Jim Raglan. Just ask Bill Hearn. Just ask David King. I will not leave you nor forsake you. No distrust made him waver. My dear friend, I want to say to you out of my heart, after 50 years of preaching this gospel, and after 38 years of missionary service, I want to tell you, whatever he says to you, you do it. If you've got to bury all your dreams and ambitions, just bury them. Don't worry too much about having a decent funeral. Just bury them. And go on out there and do what God said do. And you just find yourself thanking God so many times over, Lord, when you spoke to me, thank you for letting me respond in your way. Now, I could go on preaching to you, but the clock says I must quit. And now it's time for you and for me to do whatever is in your heart to do. So let's pray a moment. Our Lord, this servant of thine has sat where these young men and young women are sitting and knows something about the considerations that they face this morning. And he has sat where these professors are sitting and knows something about the weight of responsibility in trying to interpret the gospel to students in the classroom. Knows something about the struggle inside when there is that still small voice speaking, saying, follow me. And now, Lord, we know also the wonderful sweetness and release when it's all put in the hands of Jesus and no distrust makes us waver at the promise of God, but we wax bold in faith, fully convinced of what God has promised he's able to do. Thank you, Lord. Now give a boldness of faith to us all here this morning. Would you keep your heads bowed just a moment? You won't mind, since I'm a visitor and I want to ask you for my own good and for your witness. I would like to ask you this morning that those of you in this number who have already come to an experience very deeply in your heart, a sensing God's calling to go to the mission field, I want to ask, if you don't mind to do it, to stand up, please, while our heads are bowed. I'd like to see those of you who already have come to this commitment, and just remain standing. Thank you. Now just remain standing. I want to ask this question. How many of you here now, as you draw near the close of your seminary year, after you've been studying your scriptures and theology and history and praying and singing and worshiping in this chapel and in your fellowships, at the close of this seminary year, on this missionary day, you feel in your heart the time has come for a decision, that you've considered the matter of what God is saying to you, you've weighed the issues, and over and over and over again in your heart, the Lord has seemed to say, son, daughter, it's to you I'm looking. I want you to be one of these servants of mine to tell the gospel yonder across the world where the need is so great and the messengers are so few. And you're saying in your heart this morning, the time has come for me to commit myself to it. And this is my commitment I make. Unless God closes the door or redirects my pathway, I will go to the mission field. If that's what you feel, I want you to stand up with these others. All right. But tarry a moment. This goes very deeply. I want you to stand up, if you will. Now remain standing. I would like, before I leave this, to make it clear, this includes not only the foreign mission field, but the home mission field. And if there's anybody who said, I would like to have stood, but I thought the speaker meant only foreign mission field, I want to assure you that you could stand on this the same way, even if your interpretation of it is that it's not overseas, it's here some way in the home task, in the home mission field. You stand, if you will. I thought that was right. I thought we were sensing that. Now then, one more thing, please. There are many of you who I'm sure would say to me today, now, Dr. Cawthon, it isn't a matter of whether I'm interested and willing. It is a matter of whether I am sure of what God is saying in my life. I want to ask you how many of you this morning would be willing to take this kind of a stance and do it deeply and sincerely. And that stance is this. While today I am not prepared to say I believe God has wanted me to go overseas to a foreign mission field or necessarily has pointed the way to some definite home mission task for me, I am this morning saying to my Lord, now Lord, if you want me to do that in my life and my ministry, I'm saying to you in the deepest sincerity of my heart, I will do it. All I want is to be sure that this is God's will in my life. And I here commit myself this morning, to enter into a definite, deep prayer quest to ask my Lord about this matter. Does he want me to go? And I will pray at it until somehow I get in my heart the assurance of what God has for me. Now, if that's what you'd like to say, I want you to stand up and join this group. I don't know what to do here. The response has been so tremendous, but I think I'm going to ask you, and you won't mind. Those of you who are seated won't mind my doing this. I'm going to ask you all right now, before we even sing a song, I want you all to come down here and just string out across the front. Everybody who's standing, please. The ones standing are saying, some of you have said, I long since have been committed to this. Some of you are saying, I'm committing myself this morning. Some of you are saying, I don't know yet, but I'm entering into a definite prayer quest. I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, please, that right now, before we sing, you just come, please, and make a line all the way across the front here so that we can just all have the joy of sharing the witness you're bearing. Would you please come now? And we're going to ask you when you get down here that Dr. Lolly come and lead us in a prayer for God's blessing upon you and God's clear leadership of you, that the things that you've expressed this morning might become in the hand of God whatever God wants it to be. And we'll all stand right here. And Dr. Lolly, would you please come and lead us in this prayer?